I landed in Bangkok with two suitcases and no real plan, just a quiet hope that maybe this place could give me something life in London never did. I had worked over 35 years in a factory, mostly on the packing line, and by the time I took early retirement at 63, my back and my spirit were both worn out. Back home, the days all blended together. My kids were grown. My marriage had ended 10 years earlier. I lived in a small flat in Cuddon, and most of my time was spent watching telly or reading old war novels. I'd go for a pint every now and then, but it always felt like I was just waiting for something to happen, or maybe just waiting for it all to be over. So, when I sold the flat and looked at my pension and savings, I thought, why not? I'd been watching videos about Thailand, reading forums, even joined a few Facebook groups. Everyone talked about the warm weather, the low cost of living, the smiles, the freedom. And then there's the miserable expats that commented on everything with a sense of disgust and superiority. It got me thinking, why would you react in such a miserable way while living in paradise? I ended up renting a one-bedroom condo near Ladbroke MRT. The place was clean, had a small balcony, and there was even a pool downstairs. For the first time in years, I actually looked forward to getting up in the morning. I'd walk to the 7-Eleven to get my morning coffee. I'd nod at the lady who learned my order after a week, and just sit there sweating, sipping, and watching Bangkok come alive. It was great to live in this part of town. There even was a huge mall within 5 minutes of walking. I started going to an expat bar a few nights a week. Not the girly ones, just a little place where older guys gathered to drink and talk about football and visas. I met BS from all over. Aussies, Canadians, a few Germans, and they all had their own reasons for being here. Divorce, retirement, burnout. We didn't talk much about the past. It was more about what we were doing now,